Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Iowa State has sold all of its season tickets for the first time, despite being picked to finish ninth in the Big 12. The Cyclones announced on Monday that they've sold more than 43,000 season tickets. All they have left are single game tickets. Iowa State's home game against Iowa is also sold out, and Athletic Director Jamie Pollard says the Cyclones anticipate selling out their first four home games. Iowa State opens up at home against Northern Iowa on August 31st. Well, for years, Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes has insisted that the Cyclones are bigger, stronger, faster, and more athletic than ever. This could be the season that the Big 12 learns just how far Iowa State has come under Rhodes. The breakthrough under Rhodes hasn't come quite yet. The Cyclones have finished 6-7 in each of the past two seasons, and they'll have to replace 11 starters, more than any other team in the league. There's optimism in Ames that Rhodes can keep Iowa State from falling off the proverbial cliff in 2013. Cyclones again will open up against Northern Iowa on August 31st. In NFL news, Pro Bowl running back Jamaal Charles left midway through the Chiefs' practice Monday with what Coach Andy Reid called a strained foot. The x-rays were negative. Charles was participating in an 11-on-11 portion of practice, putting the number one offense up against the top defense when he walked off the field and spent a moment speaking with trainers. He climbed into a cart and was driven up a long hillside to the locker room. Well, dozens of people watching practice tweeted that Charles had been carted off the field, and that triggered a rush of speculation about the nature or severity of the injury. Charles missed nearly an entire season 2 years ago with a torn ACL in his left knee. Elsewhere around the NFL training camps, New York Jets running back Joe McKnight appears to be okay after dropping to his knees a number of times at training camp. He was carted to the locker room wearing an oxygen mask after dropping to the field during a drill. McKnight suffers from migraine headaches and has been recovering from a head injury. He took a knee three times as he made his way onto the field and was examined by trainers. He returned to the field about an hour later to watch the end of practice. Browns running back Montario Hardesty has injured his right hand in practice. Hardesty has been slowed in training camp by a hamstring injury. He did not play in Thursday's exhibition opener, and the former second-round pick's roster spot is in jeopardy. He rushed for 271 yards and one touchdown in 12 games last season. New York Giants leading tackler Ontrell Roll was carted off the field after hurting his right ankle at training. Coach Tom Coughlin said after practice that the 9-year safety was expected to have an MRI and some other tests to determine the seriousness of that injury. Jacksonville Jaguars receiver Justin Blackmon and safety Jonathan Cyprian have been cleared to practice. Both projected starters have passed physicals and are expected on the field for training camp. Blackmon opened camp on the physically unable to perform list following groin surgery this summer. Cyprian had been on the non-football injury list after tweaking a hamstring during a workout before camp. Washington Redskins coach Mike Shanahan says there's no possibility that Robert Griffin III will play in the preseason, rebuffing the quarterback's public lobbying effort from earlier in the day. In baseball, Wade Davis came off the family emergency leave list, and he pitched six solid innings. Billy Butler homered, and the Kansas City Royals stayed hot, beating the Miami Marlins 6-2 last night. The Royals won for the 17th time in 20 games, while the Marlins are 1-8 in their past nine. Davis had not pitched since August 2nd, returning to Florida to be with his family after the death of his stepbrother on August 3rd. Davis allowed two runs and six hits while striking out three and walking two. Marlins starter Tom Kohler held the Royals hitless until two out in the fourth when they pieced together four straight hits to take control. Elsewhere in the interleague action yesterday, just one other game. It was Arizona beating Baltimore 7-6. In American League play, Oakland beat Toronto 5-1. Texas over Houston 2-1. The Yankees beat the Angels 2-1. Minnesota topping Cleveland 3-0. And the White Sox over Detroit 6-2. In the National League, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 5-1. Cincinnati 2-0 over Chicago. Colorado beat San Diego 14-2. And the Dodgers over the Mets by a 4-2 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Omaha beat Fresno in 11 innings, 5-4, while Iowa topped Sacramento 2-1. In other baseball news, the Kansas City Royals have activated Chris Getz from the 15-day disabled list. He was in the starting lineup against Miami last night at second base. Getz has been out since July 28th with a sprained left knee. He hit .300 in five rehab games with AAA Omaha. Getz hit .209 with one homer and 14 RBIs in 53 games for Kansas City before the injury. The Royals also put infielder Jamie Carroll on the roster after acquiring him in a trade Sunday with the Minnesota Twins. Kansas City optioned left-handed pitcher Will Smith and infielder Irving Falu to Omaha. Falu was with the big league club for just one game, but did not play. The Cincinnati Reds reinstated outfielder Ryan Ludwig from the 60-day disabled list before last night's game in Chicago. He played left field and went 0-for-3 in his first game since tearing cartilage in his right shoulder during the season opener. The Reds made room on their roster by optioning outfielder Derek Robinson to AAA Louisville. Also around the majors, the Diamondbacks have placed outfielder Cody Ross on the 15-day disabled list a day after he dislocated his right hip in a loss to the New York Mets. Arizona also optioned right-hander Zeke Sproul to AAA Reno. They recalled pitchers Chaz Rowe and Tyler Skaggs from the minors. The Detroit Tigers have activated second baseman Omar Infante from the disabled list and optioned infielder Hernan Perez to AAA Toledo. And the Minnesota Twins have reinstated outfielder Wilkin Ramirez from the disabled list after he missed 69 games with concussion problems. Well, the mother of a man who died after falling from the upper deck of Turner Field in Atlanta last night was a lifelong Braves fan. Connie Homer of Conyers, Georgia, tells the Associated Press that her only son, 30-year-old Ronald Lee Homer Jr., told her in a cell phone call from the Monday night game that the rain was starting to let up and he was preparing to go back into the stadium. She says he ended the call in his typical way, telling his mother that he loved her. She says her son did landscape work outside of Atlanta. Homer fell during Monday night's game between the Atlanta Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies from the stadium down into the parking lot. Atlanta police spokesman John Chaffee says there's no indication of any foul play and that fall appears to have been an accident. Well, the electronic message board where the St. Louis Cardinals lineup is posted left no room for debate. It said simply, clubhouse closed, coaches included. A breather was mandated on Monday before the National League Central leading Pirates come to town. Manager Mike Matheny said before they get back to business, the players need to get away. Adam Wainwright, who in recent starts has lacked the put-away pitch that made him the staff ace, got a similar message. He has steadfastly maintained that fatigue is not an issue, but figures to be fresh after 3 extra days of rest entering the series opener tonight against the Pirates. You can hear that contest between the Cards and the Bucks this evening. 6:20, we're on the air with the pregame show. 7:15 is the scheduled first pitch. Former St. Louis Cardinals star Jack Clark is out of his sports radio talk radio job after his on-air comments alleging Albert Pujols took performance-enhancing drugs. Clark said on the air last week on WGNU in St. Louis that Pujols' former trainer told him 10 years ago that he injected PEDs into Pujols, a Cardinals star who now plays for the Los Angeles Angels. Pujols responded with a strong denial and said he planned to take legal action against Clark and his employers. Early Saturday, the company that owns the show, Inside STL Enterprises LLC, said in a statement that the show hosted by Clark and Kevin Slayton has been canceled. A telephone listing for Clark could not be found, and a message seeking comment from Slayton was not returned to the Associated Press. And in racing news, Austin Dillon will drive Tony Stewart's car for Stewart Haas Racing in this weekend's Sprint Cup race at Michigan. It'll be Dillon's 10th start in the series. Stewart continues to recover from a broken right leg suffered in a sprint car crash in Iowa last week. The 23-year-old Dillon competes in the Nationwide Series, currently holding the points lead. Max Pappas drove the number 14 to a 15th place finish Sunday at Watkins Glen International. No timetable has been established for Stewart's return, but the 3-time Sprint Cup champion was discharged from the hospital late Sunday afternoon, and he's currently resting at home. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.